When Duke Ellington premiered his suite Black, Brown, and Beige at Carnegie Hall in 1943, critical reaction was mixed. The jazz periodicals were suitably enthusiastic, but a few commentators, like John Hammond, said Ellington had overreached himself. Some critics maintained a jazz musician had no business working with such long forms. It's hard not to interpret that last observation as at least tinged with racism. Ellington should have shrugged it off, but these attacks shook his confidence in the suite. The versions he recorded in 1944 and 58 were abbreviated or otherwise compromised. Until this year, the best version has been available on the Prestige label's three-record set from the concert in January 1943. Now, 15 years after Ellington's death, there's a better version. The final installment in the 10-volume Ellington Private Collection has the ungainly title Studio Sessions, New York and Chicago, 1965, 1966, and 1971. But the first nine of its 11 pieces comprise the best version of Black, Brown, and Beige we have, the one that makes it easiest to hear how the parts fit together and what it all means. Ellington called Black, Brown, and Beige a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro. Like other Ellington suites, it's been dismissed as being too broad and too disjointed, but by design, it refutes the myth of a monolithic Black American culture. Instead, as its title suggests, it reflects the multiplicity of African American experience, its joys and pain, tragic past and hopes for the future, and its secular and religious institutions. The opening movement, Work Song, takes a chant slaves might have used to coordinate their labor and transmutes it into a majestic theme. It's a metaphor for Black Americans' triumph over adversity. Vocal movement from Black, Brown, and Beige, called the blues, shows how ingeniously Ellington could mix different genres. The melody and Tony Watkins' baritone voice are more suited to the church than the barrel house. Ellington shows how the worlds of blues and spirituals intersect and coexist. The piece is not actually a blues, but the expanding lyric captures the elastic nature of blues form. And check out the huge dissonant chords behind Watkins' vocal.
The blues, the blues ain't, the blues ain't nothing, the blues ain't nothing but a cold gray day, and all night long it stays that way. Ain't something that leaves you alone. Ain't nothing you want to call your own. Ain't something with sense enough to get up and go. Ain't nothing like nothing, my Lord.
By knitting together work songs and art music and blues and gospel, Ellington rebels against the artificial categories we all use to divide ourselves from each other. He celebrates cultural diversity and human solidarity at the same time. Black, Brown, and Beige is the best illustration of what Ellington meant when he said that great art is beyond category.